Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
The year was 2014. I was on a routine business trip from the United Kingdom to New York City. I boarded the flight and everything was routine. I sat down in my seat and was relieved to find out that no one was assigned next to me. I had the whole row to myself. Tired from a long day, I dozed off in my seat. When I woke up, the plane was already at cruising altitude. The seatbelt sign was off and people were moving about the cabin. The flight attendants were already serving food and drinks. Feeling refreshed and energized after my short power nap, I decided to open my laptop and get some work done. After reading and responding to a few emails, I started to get tired again. Right when I was about to doze off again, I received a notification of a message. Weirdly enough, the message displayed on my command prompt box. This struck me as odd and out of place. "Hey, are you there?" The message read. "Yes, who is this? And how are you talking to me?" I asked. He continued, "Don't worry about any of that right now. I'm about to hack into the plane's systems. My appetite for power and control is high right now. I want you to be a helpless witness to what is about to occur." "What the hell are you talking about?" I asked. "I am talking about controlling the plane's systems. With a basic Bluetooth accessible device, you can access the most vulnerable equipment on a plane. Their anti-theft software has not caught up with the times. I am about to make their mistake evident," the person replied. I thought to myself, am I just being pranked? Was this person even on my plane? I didn't know how to really handle this situation. I decided to call their bluff. "Well, if you can really hack the plane, let's see you try," I said. "I thought you'd never ask. Let's start with something simple. How about the fasten seatbelt sign? It will turn on in 3, 2, 1, 0. As soon as zero displayed across my screen, the fasten seatbelt sign came on. I started to get nervous. I thought to myself, was this guy really controlling the plane? Shortly after the sign came on, there was some turbulence in the air. I figured this guy made a lucky guess, and the pilots were the ones to switch the sign on due to the incoming bumpiness. I responded in the chat, "Lucky guess, you just happened to type that when the captain was already planning on switching the seatbelt sign off due to turbulence. I figured you'd say that. Let's move on to some more interesting equipment. Do you know what the elevator is on a plane?" the person asked. "No idea," I said back. "It is the part of the plane that makes it pitch up and down. I can access and control it any way I'd like." "Okay, well, I've got my peanuts now and I'm waiting for the show," I said in a sarcastic manner. "You might want to put up your tray table right now. Things might get a little messy for you." All of a sudden, the plane dropped. My stomach sank. Fear gripped my whole body. I had a split-second belief that the unknown person was actually manipulating the airplane. That thought faded as soon as the plane leveled out. I'm a frequent flyer, and I've had some bad experiences, so I just chalked this up to severe turbulence. I still did think it was strange that the plane just started flying smoothly again all of a sudden. In past experiences, after severe turbulence, there are still some slight bumps before you transition back to smooth flight. I responded, "Lucky guess again. We just happened to fly in some turbulence. Give me a few minutes, and we will see if you just think it is a lucky guess." The person's last response didn't sit well with me. I decided to close my laptop and put it away, wanting to forget about the conversation for a while. I glanced around the plane's cabin. Everything seemed normal. Some people were napping, some were conversating, and others were glued to their iPads or iPhones. Nothing seemed out of the ordinary. I glanced to my right. Across the aisle, I noticed a man typing away on his laptop. I tried to look for any markings on the device giving away a brand name. There were none. His appearance was also very peculiar. He was wearing round spectacles. The glasses were dark and non-transparent. This hit me as odd, because normally reading glasses are see-through. His whole appearance seemed out of place on an airplane. The flight attendant interrupted my thoughts as she rolled the food cart up to me. "Would you like anything else to drink, sir?" "Yes, I would like Captain and Coke. Also, did you think that turbulence we had back there was a bit odd?" she responded with a chuckle. "Oh no, honey. I've experienced way worse." I just thought it was weird how the airplane pitched down and all of a sudden started to fly normal again. I'm a frequent flyer, and it seemed a little odd to me, that's all, I replied. Well, don't worry. I'm sure the captain and cook will smooth you out, she said as she handed me my drink. I took a sip and placed it down on my tray table. I took another glance at the strange man sitting across the ways from me. He began typing away on his computer. I tried to glance at his screen, but it was dark. He must have had a privacy screen of some kind. After taking a few more sips of my drink, I mustered up the courage to open my laptop. The command prompt box was still there with our old messages. I looked to my right again. The strange man was still typing away. As soon as he finished typing, a new message flashed across my screen. In 30 seconds, the plane is going to bank 90 degrees to the right. I would highly recommend you finish your Captain and Coke. I know you are getting a little nervous right now, so I think drinking it would be the best option before it spills everywhere, he typed. Blood drained away from my face. This had to be the strange guy across from me. I reassured myself that this could all be a coincidence, from the seatbelt sign to the sudden loss of altitude. But I still had a weary feeling that he might actually be in some control of the plane. I tried to remain calm and confident in my replies to him. I responded, "Yeah, whatever you say, Mr. Plane Hacker. You are just a troll hungry for power. I deal with your kind all the time." "Well, you are right about one thing. I am hungry for power, but I am far from just a measly troll. You will soon find that out if you haven't already," he replied. Now I was on edge. Was this guy really going to bank the plane 90 degrees to the right? The plane would be nearly inverted. If this guy was the real deal, this next test would prove him right or wrong. We are almost ready to go. 3, 2, 1, 0. Right on cue, the whole airplane banked right. My drink immediately slid off my table. As the plane continued its bank, bags, suitcases, and belongings fell from the overhead compartments. It was absolute chaos. The plane gradually regained control. My stare darted over at the strange man, and he immediately met my gaze. He gave me a slight smirk and stared back down at his computer. My heart dropped. I knew it was this guy controlling the plane. But what could I do about it? The captain made an announcement over the loudspeaker. "Ladies and gentlemen, I am really sorry about the inconvenience. The plane seems to have an issue, and we will be turning back and making an emergency landing in Heathrow. Please change your travel plans accordingly." I decided to get back on my laptop and send this guy a strong message. I typed back, "You better not do anything else. I know who you are. I will report you to the flight attendants. When we land, the authorities will arrest you." "Haha, sure. So what are you going to tell them? A crazy man is controlling the airplane on his laptop? I'm sure that will fly with them," he replied. This guy was getting under my skin, but he had a point. Who the hell would believe this? I knew I had to try something soon or else the whole plane could be in danger. Another message came through. "I've got a good trick coming up. Have you ever been on a flight with an engine failure?" he asked. "Cut this out. You can go to jail for a very, very long time for this. You better not even try," I sternly replied. He replied with another countdown sequence. 3, 2, 1, 0. As soon as zero displayed on my screen, the left engine spooled down and shut off. Now I started to get mad. A loudspeaker came on again. "Ladies and gentlemen, we seem to have lost an engine. Not to worry, this plane can fly on one engine with no problem. We will be landing shortly." I closed my laptop and decided I needed to take some action. I looked back at the man and he gave me a larger smirk than before. This infuriated me. I was not going to just sit here and be killed by some weird guy with spectacles on. I pressed the flight attendant button on the ceiling above me. A few moments later, the same woman that served me before came to my service. "Hey, is there a problem?" she asked. I tried to keep my voice down so the man across from me wouldn't hear. "Yes, I'm afraid the man behind you with the round spectacles on is controlling the plane. It is hard to explain, but he is responsible for the sudden bank and the loss of the engine," I said. I could almost see the amusement in her eyes. She wasn't buying it for a second. "Sir, I'm sure everything is going to be okay. That alcohol might have gone to your head. It is normal for that to happen at higher altitudes," she said plainly. Now I lost it. I looked past the flight attendant and stared at the man with the spectacles. I raised my hand and pointed at him. While pointing, I yelled, "This is the man! He is controlling the airplane! Take his laptop! All the evidence is there!" The passengers around me gasped in disbelief. The flight attendant immediately called for backup. More flight attendants came with zip ties. "Sir, we are going to have to detain you. You are a danger to this flight and the rest of the passengers." While being zip-tied, I glanced back at the spectacled man. He gave me an even wider grin. I yelled at him, "Once they found out what you did, you're done.
You are going to prison for life.
He replied in a deep, creepy voice. Learn to control your alcohol, young one, and laughed at me. After we landed, I was treated like a terrorist. After answering 1,000 questions, I was set free. The authorities never believed me. The man was never caught, and I hope no one ever has the same experience on a plane. Thanks for listening. If you're tuning in on Apple Podcast, please take a second and leave a rating. Also, don't forget to check out my animated horror stories on YouTube. Just search Dr. No Sleep in the search bar to find my channel.